I used to think writers got hit by lightning as they wrote. As a writer, wouldn't you like to be zapped by something high voltage? An idea to strike you with a well-orchestrated joke, a perfect sentence, a phrase at just the right time? We've all heard of those songwriters who wrote that Grammy Award-winning song in 10 minutes. The novelist who said the words just poured out of her in 30 days. And the screenwriter who sat down one weekend and wrote the Academy Award-winning screenplay. Yes, it's true that lightning does sometimes strike writers. It's happened to me about 3 times in my career. The gods smiled down, the heavens opened up, and I got a complete idea in a flash. It was all there. When that happens, it's a very dramatic feeling, hard to not think of it, like an epiphany, perhaps. And doesn't an epiphany sound like the end of the story? But in reality, the epiphany is usually just the beginning of the journey. Also, waiting for lightning to zap you with energy and inspiration is an unpredictable way to approach a creative project. Despite what your mama said, even if you sit under a tree or have a bath during a thunderstorm, it's really hard to get hit by lightning once, let alone twice. So let's forget about lightning as the source of our inspiration and concentrate on something more reliable than that. Let's say we have cloud technology. Normally, we think of cloud technology as a place up in the techno-stratosphere where ideas are stored so they won't overload our computer memory, or all of our good ideas and projects will be safe if our iPad crashes. But let's take this concept a bit further for a moment. And say your brain is the stratosphere where all your ideas are stored. Up there in your brain, it's chocked full of ideas, or clouds, if you will. And hundreds of these clouds pass you by daily. There's gray damask clouds, big fluffy cumulus clouds, thunderous black clouds dripping with humidity. They float by every day. And often, as a writer, you watch them go by. And when you go to sit down to write, though, you can't seem to access the thoughts you had while driving the car or in the middle of taking your shower. For this lesson, let's imagine picking one cloud, bringing it down to earth, poking at it, and unpacking all the ideas it has to offer. So let's say you have your pen and journal, and let's say you drew a cloud in the middle of the page. Since I'm beating this weather analogy to death, let's, for argument's sake, write the word snow in the middle of the cloud. And I want you to come up with as many ideas as the word snow evokes, kind of like lightning rods off each side of the cloud. Write as many ideas as you can about the word snow. Now, as you can see, when you first start doing this, the ideas are pretty generic. Snow in terms of a generic snowstorm and snowfall and white. Even when you first start an idea like this, you might be guessing at what you think I want you to write about snow. As writers, we don't like to reveal ourselves too much. But this is how the writing starts. We go at first global, big picture ideas come, and then we drill down, and smaller ideas start to happen. If you're doing this exercise, you would just keep your pen moving, jotting one idea after another. One word off snow, 5 words, a phrase, a one-liner, a remember when, a memory. After a while, the word snow starts to have different ramifications. You'll start to go deeper. The thoughts may not even link up, but don't worry about that because you're not creating a story. You're just taking as many ideas that this word contains in this cloud. You're laying track down, bone on bone. You don't have to know why or how the sentences connect to each other or what they'll end up being in your story. Snow's about your 5-year-old self, being stuck outside, not allowed to play. Then there's this stripper you knew who was called Snow, and a snow globe that you got for your birthday from your aged aunt. Now, I just want to say, this is not a word association game. It's not about going all over the place showing yourself how clever you are. It's just taking one word, one cloud, going deep into the center of the cloud, and unpacking all the ideas it has. So your mind will zigzag like lightning away for 7 minutes. And then you'll turn the page over and you'll start to explore the most interesting idea. One word takes you a lot of places. If you use cloud technology, you're going to write all the ideas down for 7 minutes. You're going to get essential images. Then you can take one of the hottest ideas and go deeper. A good tip is to pick the one idea that surprised you. As a writer, you always want to go toward the heat. Now, what does cloud technology do for your writing? Well, I have found there are a lot of disparate feelings when you go to write. Sometimes just before you sit down to create something, especially something you really love, you have this uneasy energy. That's where most people just decide not to write that day. But if your mind is dripping with humidity and you want to get those ideas down, it's important that you use cloud technology to capture what you want to say. Capture the image and you capture the thing itself. Carl Jung. Carl Jung was right. Get your first thoughts down on paper, explore the possibilities packed into one idea, especially the first images. Capturing works to get the essence of the idea down, and then you can explore it further when you have time. It's stunning what you can unpack in one cloud technology session. Some days your writing will be blue skies. Other days electricity will zigzag across your page. Just do your 7 minutes. It's more predictable than getting hit by lightning. And at the end of the day, you won't have one leg shorter than the other.